News. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump hosted the president of Turkey at the White House today. Ed Donahue on how things went.
President Trump signaled to Recep Erdogan he might soon lift a hold on sales of advanced fighter jets to Turkey.
And I think he'll be successful with buying the things he'd like to buy.
The president wants things from Turkey.
I'd like to have him stop buying any oil from Russia while Russia continues his rampage.
The president also thinks Erdogan could have a big influence in ending the Ukraine war. He's disappointed with Vladimir Putin.
I'm not going to ever call anybody a paper tiger, but Russia spent millions and millions of dollars in bombs, missiles, ammunition, and lives, their lives, and they've gained virtually no land.
President Trump also sees Erdogan as a critical partner and credible intermediary in his effort to find an end to the war in Gaza. I'm Ed Donahue.
Later in the day, the president weighed in on the Israel-Palestinian conflict.
I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. No, I will not allow it. It's not going to happen.
Did you speak with Netanyahu about this directly?
Yeah, but I'm not going to allow it. Whether I spoke to him or not, I did. But I'm not allowing Israel to annex the West Bank.
At that event, Trump signed an executive order he says will allow TikTok to continue operating.
This is going to be American-operated all the way, and great respect for President Xi, and I very much appreciate that he approved the deal.
A report on January's deadly L.A. wildfires finds the lack of resources and outdated emergency alert process led to delays in warning residents about the need to evacuate. The Eaton and Palisade fires killed more than 30 people and destroyed thousands of homes. In Texas, the parents of the only girl still missing from the catastrophic July 4th floods are demanding that Camp Mystic halt plans to reopen. And in Arizona, a jury's convicted a man in a string of shootings that killed 8 in Metro Phoenix in 2017. This is AP News. Golf's Ryder Cup pits the U.S. against Europe, and it gets underway tomorrow at Bethpage Black on Long Island, considered the toughest municipal course in America. Gethin Gulbaugh reports there'll be a notable spectator on hand.
On Friday, President Donald Trump will be front and center at the Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black. Welcome to the first day of competition by the very powers that once shunned him. The Ryder Cup is run by the PGA of America, the organization that yanked its 2022 PGA Championship from his Bedminster, New Jersey golf course. U.S. Captain Keegan Bradley said he's, quote, deeply honored, end quote, that Trump will be there. Trump will be the first sitting U.S. president to attend the biennial U.S.-Europe clash in its nearly 100-year history. I'm Gethin Gulbaugh.
The first foursome tees off at 7:10 Eastern tomorrow morning. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.